Hello, benvenuti, give him the boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we just heard from Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project. Of course, my theme song, Vittina Crozza. It's a Sicilian folk tune redone in jazzy world music way by a Toronto Canadian band who are working on a new album as I have heard recently through the grapevine, so that will be exciting. And actually, for those of you who are in Ottawa, and I think Toronto as well, Michael is going to be performing with a friend of mine, a Roman singer known as Pilar. Her name is Ilaria Patassini. And part of the Ottawa Chamber Fest is going to be the Sicilian Jazz Project, but featuring the voice of Ilaria Patassini. So if you are so inclined and you happen to be over on the East Coast, I would recommend you check them out. Today in the studio I have with me a really interesting guy who I happened to meet just when I was going to the farmer's market in Kitts. I just happened to be walking through and I said, there's some Italian pasta over on that stall there. So I went over and introduced myself and I met this man. His name is Peter Ciuffa. Hi, Peter. Ciao.
Hello. Ciao, Linda. Salve tutti.
Come stai?
Bene. Tu?
Benissimo, grazie.
Perfetto.
Ok, parliamo in inglese e in italiano.
Come possiamo vuoi? Fare tutte e due. Mio inglese è meglio del mio italiano, ma parla abbastanza bene in tutte e due.
Ok, bravissimo. Facciamo un po' di inglese e facciamo un po' di italiano.
Perfect.
Ok, allora, quindi cominciamo con un po' di italiano. Allora, tu sei nato qui in Canada, vero?
Sì, io sono nato e cresciuto a Calgary, Alberta, che hai una comunità italiana, non è molto grande, ma è molto, diciamo, strette, siamo molto collegato uno all'altro in Calgary, so. Sono cresciuto lì, ma i miei genitori sono italiani, immigranti.
Ok, immigranti, quindi tu sei la prima generazione canadese?
Sì, io sono il primo nato e cresciuto qui, e molto interessante, mio nonno infatti è stato qui in Canada dal 1907 fino al 17. Lui era un cuoco, nonno da parte di papà, e lui era un cuoco sul Canadian Pacific Railway.
Ah.
Ma dopo il primo moglie e bambina sono morti qui verso 1914 e dopo lui è tornato in Italia. È entrato Mussolini, chiusi le frontiere, e dopo con il Great Depression lui ha perso tutto e non è mai tornato. Ma dopo mio papà è tornato in Canada in 49.
Wow, sì. Che storia!
Ci sta una grande storia. Dopo la parte di papà, di mamma, papà di lei stava in West Virginia, sulle miniere. È vissuto anche lui molto un tempo duro, verso lo stesso tempo nella storia. So, questa Nord America ha sempre preso il sangue degli italiani, diciamo.
È vero, infatti per tanti italiani, vabbè, ce ne sono una marea di canzoni, no? Che parlano proprio di questa cosa dell'emigrazione in America e anche in Canada, anche se per tanti italiani Canada fa parte dell'America.
Quando io vado lì sempre dicono, ma tu sei americano? Io prima cosa sono canadese, e secondo sono, ma infatti lì dicono sono canadese. Qui dicono sono italiano, sono italo-canadese.
Sì, sì, sì. Wow, grande. For those of you who aren't Italian speakers, chatting here with Peter Ciuffa about his family's arrival in Canada, very interesting story. And actually one of the reasons why I got chatting, when I got chatting with Peter recently, if you remember, I sort of said, oh, you know, I met this Italian guy who's doing a film about the story of his great-grandfather who came to Canada and died here, you know, after about 2.5 years of only being here in his late 20s. And this was back in 1914, I believe, or 1917 when he died, perhaps. Yep. So he said, oh, yeah, actually, I'm in that documentary. I was interviewed by, I'll be in that, you know. And actually, I went and had a look. Nicola Maruzzi is the name of the guy who I had here, interviewing him a few weeks ago before he went back to Italy. And he'll be back, though, in September to start filming.
Exactly.
His documentary called Revelstoke, A Kiss in the Wind. And it was really exciting to talk to him. But you sound like you have got equally, you know, almost pretty much a good story that could also be made into a film.
It's an amazing how his story of how his grandfather came to Canada and there was a loss of directly of his grandfather and how his great grandfather and my grandfather who came and lost his wife and child, how these things, this stories of loss of grandparents and great grandparents are almost universal amongst the Italian community of the earliest immigrants, the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And not just Italians. This could be Chinese. This could be African. This could be the Irish, the Ukrainians who came. It happened to all of us in one way or the other. So it's a really interesting, it's beautiful to see. I've always said I want to write someday, because I'm an actor and I do playwright, some writing, and I'm always going to write a film based on it. He's doing the documentary, I say. I'll do the film.
Okay, that sounds great. And you'll have to interview him for yours.
Exactly. That would be perfect.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so I guess I should mention too, Peter, that you are an actor and you that's what you studied through university, and you've worked in film for many years.
Many years. Yeah, I took my degree actually in communications, but then I ended up through life working in TV and then performing in front of the camera, and then acting, going to New York and training. And I've been acting here professionally overall for 14 years, in Vancouver for the last six. So
fantastic. Wow, man of many talents. Interessante, molto interessante.
Grazie, signorina.
Allora, quindi andiamo avanti, magari facciamo sentire un po' di musica.
Fantastico.
E poi parliamo un po'. Allora, tu mi hai parlato di alcuni, diciamo, artisti italiani che ti piacciono.
Sì.
E abbiamo qui questo bellissimo disco, sono molto contenta che l'hai portato, Lucio Battisti.
Io sì.
Cosa possiamo dire di Lucio Battisti?
È un grande. Io mi ricordo a 16 anni, prima volta che ho sentito lui, mi ha preso un colpo, perché when I heard this CD the first time at 16 years old, it hit me, because it was just so beautiful and so powerful and so simple all at the same time.
That's so true, actually. And I know this album off by heart, but I know Lucio Battisti first through Mina singing his songs.
Okay, yeah.
There's an album called Mina Canta Lucio.
Wow.
And it's essentially most of these songs done by Mina, and it's extraordinary. I mean, you know, she has this fantastic voice, but, you know, the songs really speak.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lucio Battisti was the co-writer of the songs. I mean, he really wrote the music,
yeah.
And Mogol wrote the lyrics to most of this. So it was Battisti, Mogol, all of these tracks. I mean, everything was both.
You know more than I do.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm the one with the radio show.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Anyway, okay, so let's. Of course, we couldn't not. I was tempted to play Balla Linda, but it's actually not one of my favorite songs, and it's just the one that everyone always says to me when they meet me. Ah, Balla Linda.
I love that song
Balla,
too, though.
Come sai. It's a little bit cheesy for my taste, just because of the way that people use it in relation to me. So I decided we'll go with your first choice, which is Acqua Azzurra, Acqua Chiara.
Sì.
It's a classic, un classico.
Yeah.
So this is Lucio Battisti back in 1969, I believe. This was actually originally recorded, actually between 68 and 1970. So, you know, early recordings of his, and it's a shame he's not with us anymore. But here you go, Lucio Battisti.
Fantastico.
Ritornar per cercarla in qualche bar, domandare ciao che fai e poi uscire insieme a lei, ma da quando ci sei tu tutto questo non c'è più. Se vuoi, non so ancora se c'è lui. Accidenti che farò, quattro amici troverò, ma da quando ci sei tu, tutto questo non c'è più. Thank you. 4 e mezza ormai. Non ho voglia di dormire. A quest'ora cosa vuoi? Mi va bene pure lei. Ma da quando ci sei tu? Tutto questo.
Hamilton de Holanda, probably pronounced really badly because I actually don't speak Portuguese. But anyway, it's okay. We know who he is. He is the world's greatest mandolin player, I'd say. He comes from Brazil. He did this wonderful album called Samba do Avião, and this is Cinema Paradiso, often known as Cinema Paradiso in the English-speaking world. Music written by Ennio Morricone, a wonderful Italian musician, a composer, band leader. I was just telling you, Peter, before when you mentioned, oh, I really like Ennio Morricone. I said, well, I have a couple of friends who play in his orchestra. And actually one of them is Gabriele Politi, who is the brother of Matilde Politi, who is a wonderful Sicilian folk singer. And I happened to meet him by chance because I was having dinner with my other friend who happens to play in this orchestra, who lives in Rome, who is a friend of a friend of a friend. She invites me over for dinner. The guy who answers the door is Gabriele, and he sat chatting. And anyway, one thing led to the next, and I discovered that he is the brother of this folk singer whose music I knew but had never met.
Right.
So, you know, it is a small world, these people you meet.
I want your life. I don't know how you get to meet all these people all over the world with music. I don't know how you do it, but... Let me know if I can do the same thing with film and TV.
Okay, well, you know, you just have to work at it. Basically, you just travel a lot and meet lots of people. But that's true. I mean, I do consider myself very lucky, and I am very happy to be able to also let people know, you know, like our listeners probably listening to music they'd never hear in any other format, because it's not the sort of thing you're going to listen to on commercial radio.
No.
You won't listen to it, even in Italy. Like a lot of, you know, non-commercial music in Italy is just relegated to... you know, tiny little pockets of people, much like it is here, but I think there's even less so. You know, it just seems like there's only the big stars.
I think the internet has helped in the sense that now there are those stations in Italy that will play folk music, and you can and YouTube. I have my friends who we were talking about earlier, just through YouTube and Facebook and previously MySpace. Their music's getting out there. All this beautiful sort of folk, alternative, jazz, hybrid music, because. Of these mediums, but not because of radio.
No, yes.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Other than community radio like this.
Exactly. There's a couple of small, you know, there is a bit of a free radio, community radio aspect in Italy too, usually based at universities, just like this one here. So, yeah, it is exciting to introduce people to stuff that they wouldn't normally hear, and that's sort of part of my job, I feel. I'm the one who goes and does the exciting stuff and meets these people, then I bring it back. So, you know, it's not all about me. Okay, let's talk pasta.
Let's talk pasta.
Peter.
All right. Pasta Boy Peter. That's me on Twitter.
We can't... Is that what it's called?
Pasta Boy Peter.
Pasta Boy Peter. There you go. Write that down, everyone. I'll put links on my Facebook page to Peter's pasta page. That's very hard to say. Peter's pasta page.
That's it.
It's called Pasta Familia.
Bravo.
And I saw him at Kitts Farmers Market, but you also do sell in other places. Whereabouts is...
I rotate throughout the farmers markets, mostly in the city of Vancouver, but a little bit in the lower mainland, and then I'm at different stores throughout the city. There's Marché Saint-Georges, the beautiful store off Main Street, the Café Harvest on Union Street, Pazza Chow in Chinatown, my wonderful friend Maya, who brought Italians back into Chinatown.
Great.
After 100 years, because that used to be Little Italy, was where Chinatown is now, Strathcona.
Yes. Did you, I mean, this is also bringing us back to this weird circle of all these people we know together. Have you taken James Johnston's Strathcona walk?
No, I've never taken James Johnston's walk. I've met James, and we've talked, and my grandfather's house is in the area where he takes the walk.
Okay, we're going to have to hook you up.
I know. James is an amazing historian who takes people on these historic walks of what was Little Italy and Chinatown and a German enclave all smashed into one at one point.
Yeah, fantastic. I know I did it just a few weeks ago, just after I met Nicola, and then he introduced me to James, who had actually been introduced to me by another friend of mine, totally independently, because I was looking for people who'd take tours in Italy because of something I was organizing, and I found this guy James, but I didn't have a chance to contact him until just now, and it was like the Nicola Moruzzi and James Johnston, and now Peter Ciuffa, everyone's connected.
We're all connected. And the amazing thing about James is he goes to a town in Italy every year. It's sort of his spiritual home, he calls it now, and it's very close to my father's hometown in Provincia di Rieti, in the Sabina. So.
Oh, that's right. Yes. What's it called?
I can't remember his town. My dad's town is Antrodogo in Provincia di Rieti, which is in the Sabine in Lazio, and it's near that.
Okay, so. We'll look it up. But shout out here to James Johnston.
Hello, James.
Fabulous house historian here in Vancouver. I would also put a link to his webpage, and I can't recommend more highly going on one of his walks. He doesn't do them just in Strathcona. He does them in different parts of Vancouver. But the Strathcona walk was so fascinating, and you won't believe this, but the day that I went on the walk, I happened to have Toby Barazzuol's father and uncle, and the Barazzuol family are the guys who Toby makes these, his business is trophies.
Right. Okay,
and
sort of,
and
that,
amongst other things, he has another sideline of something else too. And the family, the Barazzuol family, their ancestor was actually the landlord of Nicola Moruzzi's great grandfather in Strathcona. It's all too weird.
It's a small, and you know, the funny thing is this, I'll put money on it that my grandfather crossed paths with Nicola's grandfather
at some point
in the early 1900s.
I bet he did. Wow. How exciting. Well, I'm here with Peter Chuffa. He is a first-generation Canadian, grew up in Calgary, of a family from the Lazio region, which is the region that Rome is the capital of. So we were just talking about the Sabina, which is this wonderful little-known area just north of Rome.
Yeah.
And your mom was from...
My mom's from... The slang of it would be La Ciociaria, so La Ciociara, south of Rome, in the province of Frosinone. My mom is from a town called Brocostella, right near Sora, which is a city.
Okay, fantastic. It's really interesting, too, because actually most of the time when you speak with people who have emigrated from Italy, they're not from Lazio.
No.
They're from Calabria, Sicilia, Veneto.
Piedmont.
Lots of other places, but not from Lazio as much. And so it's interesting to meet someone from the Lazio region for sure.
It's interesting. In Canada, I've only ever really seen two enclaves of Laziale. One's in Calgary, and there's 800 people from my dad's hometown that started immigrating in the early 1900s.
Wow.
There's more, if you go to the two graveyards, there's the names in my dad's town in Italy and the names in Calgary, the two old graveyards are there. And then my mom's town, Brocostella of Ciociaria, Frosinone, they're all in Toronto. So other than that, I don't know many Laziale out and about.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. There's a film in that.
There you go.
Okay, now chatting with you before, we thought it might be fun to play this song. This is a really interesting little song.
Yes.
It's called Casetta in Canada. And it was presented at the Sanremo Song Festival in 1957. It's one that many Italians know. It's very bizarre. It means the little house in Canada. And it was a huge hit in the 1950s, no?
Yes.
And you remember it from your childhood.
My mother used to sing this. And she said they used to sing it as children about this house in Canada. And then 20 years later, she ended up immigrating to Canada.
There we go. All because of this song.
That is Italian man. But other than that.
Okay, let's have a little listen to it. It's the actual writers of this. It's Panzeri and Mascheroni, whose first names I don't know, but there we go.
Yeah.
And apparently it says Casetta in Canada, Mambo. Maybe it's a Mambo. I'm not quite sure about that, but let's hear it. Okay,
there we go.
We'll be back in a second.
Solo per la città, forse voi penserete dove girando va, solo senza una meta, solo ma c'è un perché.
Aveva una casetta piccolina in Canada, con vasche e pesciolini e tanti fiori di lilla, e tutte le ragazze che passavano
rispetto in coppa con l'incendio, e a piedi poveretto senza casa lui restò. Allora cosa fece? Voi tutti chiederete, ma questa è la sorpresa che il segreto vi dirò.
Lui fece un'altra casa piccolina in Canada, con vasche e pesciolini e tanti fiori di lilla.
Voi tutti lo sapete.
Qui fece un'altra casa piccolina in Canada, con vasche e pesciolini e tanti fiori di lilla, e tutte le ragazze che passavano di là dicevano che bella la casetta in Canada. Allora cosa fece? Lui fece
senza na te su si ne can ti crede galgo giù tu male è sciocco per l'amore bangana quindi che parte l'amore abbastanza il cuore di chi non te ne dà e l'occhio di chi non te ne dà ogni sospiro riesce ogni speranza che riesce ogni piatto riesce questo amore ogni bellezza resta ogni tempo resta ogni canzone riesce questo amore
Bentornati a Given the Boot, sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora di musica italiana, sono qui con Peter Ciuffa, che è uno che fa la pasta, che ovviamente è una cosa molto importante.
Sì.
Vero?
Vero, verissimo.
Ok, dai, parliamo un po' in italiano, okay. Parliamo di questo gruppo, Tarantula Garganica,
sì.
Chi sono?
Tarantula Garganica è un gruppo che vengono del Gargano in Puglia, a group of musicians from the Gargano in Puglia. Sono fantastici, io sono incontrato loro durante le Olimpiadi, I met this group during the Olympics. Sono un gruppo musicisti che sono folkloristico, so they play folk music, they play tarantulas, which is in their name, which is the classic dance of southern and central Italy,
mm-hmm.
And you actually danced it to expel the poison of a tarantula. It was one of the reasons you would dance it, sweat it out. Ma it has this amazing rhythm, ha un ritmo che ti muove il corpo,
sì.
E hanno anche, non solo le musicisti, ma anche le ballerine che ballano durante le performances.
Uh-huh.
Sono un gruppo, non sono un solo grandi musicisti, ma grandi amici. Sono Peppe, Michele, chi altro? Roberto, Francesco, Piero, Matteo.
Okay.
È più le ballerine, uh-huh. Sono un gruppo, è un'altra Marta Delano, un'altra amica mia che ha un altro gruppo, lei suona con loro anche, Yeah, nice. Fantastic.
I look forward to. I haven't really listened to their music, but I know they've been to Vancouver a few times.
Yeah.
And you said you met them at the Olympics when they came to play in 2010. Tell me about that.
So here I'm walking to go meet some other friends, and I see these two gentlemen looking at a map. And I go up to them. I said, "Do you need a hand?" And they go, "We are looking for espresso." I said, "Siete italiani? You're Italian." They go, "Sì." I said, "I'm Italian." "Oh, grazie a Dio, thank God. Where do we find an espresso?" I said, "Okay, listen, I'll show you around." And I started showing these guys around. They ended up being master cheesemakers from Puglia, here to make cheese for the Southern Italian delegation at the Italian House.
Oh, my God.
Puglia. So I met them, became friends that day. They introduced me to another friend of theirs, who is this famous chef from Puglia, Pepe Zulo, who I've gone to visit as well as... his wonderful place. And then I went to meet the musicians and Tarantola. And Tarantola goes, "We want to busk. Where can we go and busk?" I said, "You follow me." So we went down on Granville. We set up. And I said, "You guys play, I'll get the money." And I proceeded to call people over and get people. And all of a sudden, we had a group of 150 people. And we were all dancing. And then I was emceeing. And they were busking. And then we became close friends, and now I've been to Italy and stayed in their homes and traveled around Puglia and visited all my friends, the cheesemaker, the chef, and the musician. There's a movie.
Oh, my God, there's another film. It's just too much. I'm so excited. Wow, that's a great story. As soon as you said cheesemaker, you had me there. I need to meet these cheesemakers.
I've been to the factory to see. His name is Pepe, too, and I've been to see the factory. It's amazing.
Oh,
okay. He makes by hand and then large production, but this handmade stuff is stunning.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to try to control my enthusiasm right now because thinking of cheese, well, I'll soon be in Italy, so I'll be able to taste it all again. But
I'm a poor artist / pasta maker, but man, I've gotten to have some adventures in life. I'll tell you.
I bet. Well, that's great. We just heard a song called Pest'amore, and it's by Giuseppe or Pepe Totaro.
Yeah, who's the leader of the group.
Leader of the group. And the album's called Chi non capisce l'amore abbastanza. Who doesn't understand love enough is more or less a bad translation, Linda. Tarantola Garganica. And they also, I noticed, have played here actually quite a few times, and I have never been here when they've played, which is such bad luck. I have a feeling that maybe I may have met some of them in Womex last year, but they are on this Pull Your Sounds label. It's a fantastic website, actually, pullyoursounds.it. And they have essentially... put together all the different groups from Puglia with information about their tours, their concerts, their discs, and everything with information about them. So it's a great place to go and listen to new music. So if people like this music, then they can go there.
And Puglia, I mean, I'm a Laziale, and I love the music of Lazio and the Ciociaria, which has a really strong tradition. But there's something about Puglia that is quite magical, especially the Gargano and the history there. So check it out.
Definitely. And actually, while we're on this theme, I figure in a second I'm going to play a song by another group from Puglia, but they're from the Salento, which is another region. It's right down the tip of the boot. Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, who you may or may not have heard of.
I've heard of them, yeah.
They have been playing in North America a lot in the last couple of years, but they haven't been to Vancouver yet. And this is from their latest album, and it's called Pizzica Indiavolata. They actually have a new album on the way, which would be really exciting, and hopefully sometime soon we'll be able to convince them to come to Vancouver. They've been to Montreal and Toronto and then all over the U.S., but not yet Vancouver. And there's a bunch of great guys in this band, including Mauro Durante, who is the violinist and leader of the group, young guy. He's the son of Rina Durante, who's the original founder of the group. The group's been around for a long time. It's like a folkloric, historical, like ethnomusicological group doing research into the pizzica and tarantella from the Salento.
Right.
Giancarlo Paglialunga is the tamburo player and singer as well, and he is phenomenal. He has a group of an album of his own, which I really love, called Tamai, and I've played on this show many, many times. So anyway, have a little listen to this after these couple of messages. We'll be back in a second.
You are listening to Tim.
تزنبت The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
We'll be right back. caccia a mie bambe la prima, fammi la caccia a mie bambe la prima.
E lo santo palo delle tarante, lo santo palo delle tarante, fammi la caccia mo a tutte quante, fammi la caccia mo a tutte quante.
Wow, pizzica, indiavolata, which means it's sort of, you know, possessed by the devil, of course. Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, they do hardcore pizzica from the Salento region in Puglia. And so I wanted to play the next song, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about it because a couple of reasons. One of them is the violin player, who is Mauro Durante, leader of the Canzoniere, he happens to be a guest musician on this next track. And it's a taranta. It's called Taranta Samurai. So a samurai taranta. And it's by Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana, this wonderful group from Tuscany who are here in BC right now. As we speak, they're on their way to Kelowna. If you would like to see them play tonight and you're in Kelowna, then go out to Stewart Park. It's a free concert starting at 7:30. They do have another band, I think, playing beforehand, but you can go and catch Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana there. And then tomorrow night in Golden at Kicking Horse Culture, it's actually at Spirit Place, I think is what it's called. It's also an outdoor venue in Golden. And then they'll be back in town Friday, lunchtime concert at the CBC Musical Nooners, 700 Hamilton Street CBC Studios, and it's going to be super fun from 12 to noon. And then Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Friday night, Saturday, and then on to Harrison Festival of the Arts in Harrison Hot Springs on Sunday evening in the hall. And that will wrap up a 10-day tour, which I have been helping them with. I just spent the weekend with them in Courtenay on Vancouver Island. We played together the day before yesterday. It was really fun. They were very well received. We had a very hot day on Sunday. It was crazy hot. Very hot in the Comox Valley. But it was super fun. We just met loads of great musicians and got to, you know, people really sort of listened to this music and thought, wow, that's really interesting and new and diverse. Riccardo Tesi is a very well-known diatonic accordion player in Italy. He's been around for a long, long time, about 30-year career. Started out accompanying, one of the things he started doing was he accompanied an old Tuscan singer who was known as, well, her name is Caterina Bueno, and she died maybe about 10 years ago, and both Maurizio Geri, the guitarist, and Riccardo Tesi both played with her in their careers at the early stages, as did Francesco De Gregori, very famous singer-songwriter from Lazio, actually. And so this next song is a great instrumental featuring Mauro Durante from Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino. Let's hear the Taranta Samurai. We'll be right back. That's Riccardo Tesi, band italiana. Super, super song. I love that song.
Fantastic.
What do you think, Peter?
Fantastic. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was great. Okay. I would, like, if I can get there Friday afternoon to see him before I go to work, at one of my myriad of jobs, I'm going to be there at CBC.
Okay, great. And so tell us again a little bit, just for the listeners maybe who joined us a little bit later.
Yeah.
Your name is Peter Ciuffa. You have a pasta company called?
Pasta Familia. So I sell that at stores throughout the city, and you can check my website, pastafamilia.ca, to find out where. I'll be teaching a pasta making class, pasta fresca, fresh pasta, on July the 27th, the Sunday, where you can learn how to make pasta like an old Italian woman from a middle-aged Italian guy. And, you can catch me upcoming on an episode of Cedar Cove, opposite of Andie MacDowell, debating her in a heated scene coming up on, I think it's on the W Network in Canada, the Women's Network. You can see my acting abilities coming
up. Wow. Man of many talents. Peter Ciuffa, a first-generation Italian-Canadian who has gone back to his roots and is making fantastic dried pasta here in Vancouver. And if you happen to be at Farmer's Market, you'll see him there, probably catch him doing his thing. I will also put some links on the webpage with all the info to your stuff.
Perfect. And if anyone tweets me, I saw you at CITR, listened to you on CITR with Linda, and then I'll give you a free bag of pasta. I want to see who's listening, who's out there tweeting. I'm Pasta Boy Peter. I want to see who's listening to the show.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much, Peter, for being with me today. È stato un vero piacere.
Piacere mio. It was fantastic.
Ok, ci vediamo. Magari ti inviterò ancora un'altra volta.
È un piacere per me.
Okay, so let's finish off now. I thought we'd bookend with another singer-songwriter, very famous, Francesco De Gregori, comes from Lazio, the same region as Peter's ancestors do. This is a classic, and it's actually perfectly suited to the end of a show. It's called Buonanotte, Fiorellino. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao a tutti.
Buonanotte, buonanotte amore mio. Buonanotte tra il telefono e il cielo. Ti ringrazio per avermi stupito, per avermi giurato che è vero. Il gran turco nei campi è maturo ed ho tanto bisogno di te. La coperta è gelata e l'estate è finita. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te. Buonanotte, buonanotte fiorellino. Buonanotte tra le stelle e la stanza. Per sognarti devo averti vicino. E vicino non è ancora abbastanza. Ora un raggio di sole si è fermato proprio sopra il mio biglietto scaduto. Tra i tuoi fiocchi di neve e le tue foglie di tè. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te. Buonanotte, buonanotte monetina. Buonanotte tra il mare e la pioggia. La tristezza passerà domattina e l'anello resterà sulla spiaggia. Gli uccellini nel vento non si fanno mai male, hanno ali più grandi di me. E dall'alba al tramonto sono soli nel sole. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te.